It's time for another edition of one of my favorite segments on this show called What's On Your Mind.
Oh,
okay. And
let's face it. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now.
Oh, yes. Man, I'm on an emotional roller coaster.
I don't even have to say it.
Coronavirus!
Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Thank you, Cardi B.
Thanks, Cardi.
For putting that so eloquently. Yeah.
There it is.
It's definitely an issue, but I'm just wondering what my co-hosts have been thinking about lately. Because, you know, lots going
on.
Yeah. All right. Got it. You said that, Cardi. Noted.
It is like she's living in my head right now, though.
It is how I say it now, too, in my head.
But there must be a few other things. All right. Who let her in here?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I'm done. Brooke.
Yeah.
Just tell us what's been on your mind before Cardi B chimes in again.
We're not going to play any more of your music, Cardi. It'll stop.
The thing about having young little children is they don't understand, one, what social distancing is, and two, what 6 feet is. Like, try to describe 6 feet to a kid. I'm like, arm's length. Wait a minute. Your arms are only a foot long. Like, that doesn't work. So I was trying to think of how to keep my kids away from other people because they keep running up to people on the sidewalk when we're out sidewalk chalk, trying to give our neighbors hugs. I'm like, no, stop.
You got to put them on leashes.
Well,
that's a good
one. I did a different. Okay, we went on a hike. Well, I use air quotes because it's like a city hike, whatever you want
to
call it.
A trip to the park.
You walked around for a little.
And there was a lot of people. So beforehand, I was like, listen, we got to keep our distance from people. And they're just blank stares, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. We're going to play a game. We're going to pretend everyone is bears. Okay?
Ooh, I like
when
this
you
game.
See a bear, you run the other way.
See, Jeffrey runs towards bears.
See, it sounded like a good game. Like that would help them social distance.
No, I like that game.
And it did, but it also helped them scream bloody murder at every person that we walked by and run the other direction.
Just yelling, it's a bear.
No, they weren't even yelling, it's a bear. They were just screaming. So people were, like, confused. Like, and I'm like, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's not you. It's the, never mind.
Wow. So you should have just told them, you know, do what mommy does with daddy. Stay away.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to come out with your parenting handbook, Brooke. It's going to be just a total mess.
It's going to be a lot of what not to do.
Right.
But you know what? Those are also lessons.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that. Jose, what's been on your mind lately?
Well, something interesting happened to me recently. I was going through my friend requests on Facebook, as I do all the time. The thousands of requests I get, and I must delete every day.
Okay. Move so many. Forward. Yeah.
Anyway, I come across a beautiful girl. Normally when this happens, it's a bot. It's a catfish. So I always go into their profiles, just to triple check. And I always see, oh, what a coincidence, created yesterday.
And she only speaks Russian.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm always like, delete, delete. Well, this one girl I click on who I got a request from, and she had like updated her My Story that day. She had a lot of posts.
Oh, now, she's a savvy bot.
But she was, but it's confusing because she's in Finland.
Oh,
she lives in Helsinki.
Oh, Jose.
Everything is in Finnish.
Right? Okay, definitely not a bot there.
You?
And that's what I said. So as I'm going to delete her, I message her and say, hey, got your friend request. Do you even speak English?
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, I got a message back. And she's like, yes, I do. And eventually, like, we keep talking.
Oh, my God.
I got to show you a picture of her, by the way.
You have a Finnish girlfriend who needs money sent to her.
No,
Let's get it right.
Yet. She has a great job, but she's at home.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm wondering, when all this is over, do I buy a ticket to Helsinki?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
And visit her?
No, you move there. Move there permanently. You be the only Latino guy in all of Scandinavia who doesn't really speak local language, can't really speak his native language, and speaks a little bit of broken English.
And
you're going to confuse the hell out of
him. I'd be the coolest.
Terrible mustache right now.
I'd be the only brown guy. Yeah, it would be awesome.
Congratulations on your new long-term relationship.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot of people know me as the guy who sings the songs on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for the last couple weeks, I've sang a few regarding the current health crisis. And, you know, not even a humble brag, one of them went viral, got over 1.5 million views.
Yeah, on CNN.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But because of that, a lot more people are coming to the Facebook page, a lot more people are getting a glimpse of the show, and a lot more people are emailing me suggestions about what they think would be a great parody song for me to sing regarding the coronavirus.
I can't even imagine because people are starting to email me suggestions.
Are they?
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I saw one too recently.
Yeah, my inbox has been crammed with song suggestions
and
from listeners.
They're all terrible. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a jerk, but they're terrible.
I appreciate the enthusiasm, but what really strikes me about the suggestions is how inappropriate and insensitive they are.
Yeah.
To what's going on. One person said, instead of Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, Lung Flu Fighting.
That's a big no as well. I mean, the way you do it is good because it's like about hand washing. Or the second song was about like the struggles of having to homeschool your kids during this time.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Not about the sickness that is killing thousands of people worldwide.
The hospitalization part of it.
Yeah.
Here's this one. Instead of Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO, COVID and I Know It.
Come on!
And I really shouldn't read the lyrics that they wrote, but I'm gonna read them.
Oh, no, they gave lyrics?
I mean, they all like give lyric suggestions.
Oh.
This one is, when I look at the glass, yeah, this is what I see. Okay, Mercury says I'm 103.
Oh.
I got mucus in my lungs,
no.
And I ain't afraid to show it.
No.
Show it, show it.
Don't show it.
I got COVID and I know it.
Okay,
that is terrible.
Let's do that
what
one.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm on board once I heard it.
So thank you for the suggestions, but I think I'm going to have to come up with my own stuff
here.
But
Brooke's right.
Yeah,
stick
thank
with
you.
Them.
Yeah. Send all your suggestions to Jose's email from now on.
No, I will not help.
And text in to 78592. Tell us, what have you been thinking about lately, positive or negative? You can get it off your chest. We'll read your text coming up right after this.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine.